The sound of victory. Ocean's 12 take the winning lap through a tunnel of claps and cheers. The team of Sri Lankan Tamil refugees are the 2016 Australian champions of the Last Man Stands T20 cricket tournament, an international amateur cricket league.
When we are winning, our mind is quite happy.
Player Sivarasa Manmantrasa spent time on Christmas Island and in detention in Adelaide, but is now living in Sydney on a bridging visa. He says playing cricket in this competition is essential to rebuilding his life after escaping war in northern Sri Lanka.
Good platform for me because in the many years, many days for that, I'm in the detention centre. I have many time for that torture and trauma. I'm mentally out from at that time.
And it means they engage with Australians and other cultures and even helps develop their English skills.
We are interesting for that cricket. We are loved for that cricket. And also at the time, we want to relax our mind. We have a lot of pain inside.
Mr. Manmantrasa explains the team name, Ocean's 12, is a reference to the year many of the players came to Australia as asylum seekers. Suthaka Sanatha Pillai also spent time in detention. He speaks through an interpreter.
Like, everyone's well aware of who they are. So they're a refugee-based team. They're really good. They've got talent. They're moving forward and they're winning games. So because of that acceptance, he feels accepted with everywhere, all the Australian community. He feels more Australian.
Sanatha Pillai is now the captain of the team. He says it's come a long way in the past 3 years. Tom Downey played against them in his Sydney team 3 years ago.
When I first played them, they were pretty ordinary. We could compete with them at that stage. And then since then, watching them play cricket today, they demolish anyone that comes up against them, basically.
Why do you think they've improved so much?
The community they've been able to form, that they're such a strong group of guys now.
Mr. Downey says cricket, like any sport, is a great leveller.
And I think that's why these guys have been so successful, because they've been able to find something they can do well and do it well with the community of people that give them the mutual respect they deserve, really.
For the winning team, the victory is also an escape from the politics here and at home. Captain Sanatha Pillai's interpreter.
A lot's going on for a lot of the refugee people, whereas people's cases getting rejected, people getting sent back home. Everything's, all the problems, everything that we've fled from home, still continuing at home. Cricket takes our mind off things, it keeps us occupied, so it keeps us moving forward.
That now means a trip to Cape Town to compete in the T20's International Championships next year. Yeah!